Rosalind Carter passed away recently, and it reminded me of the time I met her. So I'm going to tell you the story of how I met the Carters. So this was the summer before my senior year of high school, and in those couple years before that, my brother and I had made friends with a couple people who trained protection dogs, and we were really getting into that. We thought that was a lot of fun. So we had a couple protection dogs, and we thought we could make a career with protection dogs. So we had contacted some different security companies and found one that wanted to hire us to work with our dogs as man-dog patrol teams. And in that summer of 1976, I was assigned to work mostly on construction sites in Manhattan. The one I spent the most time on was in Spanish Harlem. And we would stay in the buildings overnight to make sure that the copper and other things like that didn't get stripped out of the buildings overnight while they were doing the renovations or the construction. And the company we were working for also had some hotel contracts. So on occasion, we would work without our dogs in some of the hotels. And there we were mostly just kind of keeping an eye on things. Or in many of the Midtown Manhattan hotels, we were chasing prostitutes out of the stairwells and homeless people out of the stairwells and looking out for thieves who might be going after guests and things like that. And so it got pretty interesting. And then the company we were working for, because of their hotel connections, got the contract to provide security for the suites at the Democratic National Convention in 1976 at the Hilton. And I was assigned to watch the entrance to Jimmy Carter's suite. And I knew who he was. I wasn't completely ignorant about what was happening in politics. So I thought that'd be pretty interesting. And really, it was quite fascinating to see all the people who came and went. And I got to say hello to all kinds of amazing people. Martin Luther King Sr., Coretta Scott King, Rosie Grier. So many other people who names escape me now who were coming up to the suite to visit with Jimmy Carter, and got to talk to Jimmy Carter a few times, and he was very gracious to us security guys people. He would sometimes have them send whatever leftovers from whatever parties they were doing down to the hotel staff or the security guys so we could enjoy the leftovers, and that was nice. Didn't have to do that. But he also came with a unit of Georgia State Police, who were his state police bodyguards, because he was, of course, the governor of Georgia at the time. And me being, I guess I was 17 at the time, and kind of a knucklehead, I had a little fun with those guys. I could tell who belonged there and who didn't belong there. So I didn't harass people who looked like they belonged there and were part of the whole thing. But one of the Georgia State Police guys came to me and said, "Look, you got to check everybody for their ID coming in. You got to check everybody before they come in." And I said, "Okay, I'll check everybody then." And so the first thing I did then was to harass any of the Georgia State Police officers who came through, because they had their little flag of Georgia on their lapel pin, but they were in plain clothes. So I'd stop every one of them and make them show me their ID. And the same guy who told me to stop everyone came up to me and said, "What are you doing?" And I said, you told me to stop everyone, so I stopped everyone. So I was having a little sport with the state police folks, and I carried that a little further. I saw Rosalind Carter coming up to the suite, and she clearly belonged there. I didn't really know who she was exactly. So I stopped her, and I said, I'm sorry, ma'am, I need to see your ID. And she smiled and just thought that was pretty funny and said who she was. And one of the Georgia State Police people came over and said, well, why are you asking her? That's Mrs. Carter. And she was very gracious about it and said, it's okay. Nobody knows who I am yet. Don't worry about it. It's fine. And I didn't tell her that I was just doing that to have sport with the Georgia State Police officers, but she was very kind. And then every time she came and went, she would stop and say hello to me. And she was just seemed very kind and very smart and certainly very gracious, because I was, as a security guard, you learn to watch everything. So I could see all the goings-on in the suite and outside the suite. And, you know, at a political convention, everybody's working the crowd and working the candidates and working the candidates' families. And she seemed to have no problem with any of that. She didn't seem impressed by all of the glitz and glamour, and she certainly didn't seem intimidated by all the glitz and glamour and attention. So I gained a lot of respect for her just kind of watching her move around a little bit. And then I saw their kids, Chip and Amy, I believe, were their names that were there. I think there might have been another kid that maybe wasn't there. But I also watched the way she dealt with them, and she was very kind with them and somewhat protective, because, you know, there's so much going on and so much nonsense going on at these political conventions. But also, she was pretty free and easy with them and kind of letting them experience it on their own. And, you know, it's maybe a little weird that I observed all these things just being the security guy sitting there at the table. But as a security guy, you watch everything and learn all kinds of things about people. And so, just from that week there in New York, watching her come and go and saying hello, Mrs. Carter, a few times with her, I gained a perspective and an opinion of her. And I think I was right. If you see what her life was like in the White House and later out of the White House, I think she proved to be very smart and strong and kind and gracious, and I feel very fortunate to have met her, and I think the world's a better place because she was in it. And I hope we get to have lots more people like that, where we feel like the world was a better place because they were in it. But anyway, that's my little story about Rosalind Carter and how I met her. So thanks for listening, and I hope you get to meet some kind and generous and strong and gracious people too. I'm sure you have, so think about them if you can. Bye now.